Beverly Spuckler, Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Spuckler, S-P-U-C-K-L-E-R. Date of birth is February 7th, 1946. This is for date of service, 4-7-2022. Mrs. Spuckler is a 76-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a lower cortisol level. The patient has an extensive medical history, which includes hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, lupus, bipolar disorder, anxiety, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, ADHD, depression, and her lupus is being treated by Dr. Matsuoka, and she currently takes prednisone, 5 milligrams in the morning, and 2.5 milligrams in the afternoon. The patient states that she tried to wean herself off of the prednisone therapy, and when she tried to go completely off of it, the patient was unable to function. She reports dry skin related to her lupus. She reports mood swings because she has a history of bipolar disorder. She reports hair loss and difficulty swallowing due to anxiety. The patient exercises and works on her property in her farm. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. The patient states that she's been on prednisone 5 milligrams daily since 2008, and she tried to wean herself off very slowly. The patient states that she has a lot of autoimmune disease in the family plan, number one. For her hypocortisolism, I believe this is related to secondary adrenal insufficiency due to the exogenous source of cortisol with the prednisone 5 milligrams in the morning and 2.5 milligrams in the afternoon. She has been on prednisone since 2008, and this long-standing history of prednisone therapy has caused her adrenal glands to atrophy, and she is unable at this point to wean herself completely off of the prednisone therapy. My goal is to decrease her dose to prednisone 5 milligrams daily. The patient states that she has a lot of autoimmune disease in the family. Next number, the patient has a history of lupus, and she's currently on Benlysta, B-E-N-L-Y-S-T-A, 200 milligram injection once weekly through Dr. Matsuoka's office. Next number, for her vitamin B12 deficiency, I'm going to start her on vitamin B12 injections to optimize her vitamin B12 level with a goal greater than 800. Next number, for her hypothyroidism, I'm going to optimize her thyroid function levels as well and increase her thyroid medication and place her on a Unithroid brand name, 75 micrograms daily, and recheck the thyroid function panel prior to her return. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.